AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The case of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange coming to a resolution. Haya Panjwani has details.
Assange will plead guilty to a felony charge in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will resolve a long-running legal saga over the publication of a trove of classified documents. Assange is scheduled to appear in the U.S. federal court in the Mariana Islands, a U.S. commonwealth in the Western Pacific, to plead guilty to an Espionage Act charge. Prosecutors have agreed to a sentence of the 5 years Assange has already spent in a high-security British prison while fighting to avoid extradition to the U.S. to face charges. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Federal judges in Kansas and Missouri have blocked parts of a Biden administration student loan repayment plan that would provide a faster path to cancellation and lower monthly payments. While many suffered through the heat this weekend, heavy rain brought flooding to parts of the Midwest. Julie Walker reports it collapsed a train bridge connecting South Dakota with Iowa into the Big Sioux River.
Photos show a large span of it underwater. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says days of heavy rain and swollen rivers forcing evacuations, devastating homes, roadways, and that bridge.
It was a big loss for us. That'll impact us for many, many months to come.
Iowa's governor and Noem both declaring disasters for affected areas.
We did have one loss of life. And so the perspective of how dangerous this is becoming very real.
Heavy rain also causing flooding in Nebraska and Minnesota. I'm Julie Walker.
Despite the wild weather, Lisa Dwyer reports it was a record travel weekend.
The Transportation Security Administration says it screened a record number of travelers on Sunday, just under 3 million people. The TSA expects to break the 3 million mark on Friday, as many Americans get an early start on their July 4th travel plans. The TSA expects to screen more than 32 million people between Thursday and July 8th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News.
Music has a unique power in diplomacy.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Introducing others to our history, to our culture.
The State Department's joining forces with YouTube to use music as a platform for diplomacy. Margie Zaraletta has the story.
In the 1950s, the State Department sent jazz musicians like Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie overseas to promote U.S. culture. Now, there's the internet. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced an initiative with YouTube for a program to promote peace and democracy with U.S. global music ambassadors. One of them is singer Lainey Wilson, who says music is the universal language, which was good for her when she was on tour in Germany.
My sister called from back home in Louisiana, and she said, "Can they even understand a word that you're saying over there?" I said, "Well, shoot, they can't even understand me at home."
Other ambassadors include Chuck D, Breland, Kane Brown, Herbie Hancock, Denise Graves, Jelly Roll, and Teddy Swims. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.